Report: Stephen Colbert staffers arrested for breaching U.S. Capitol. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 17, 2022. The U.S. Capitol Police arrested a group of nine staffers from CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert for allegedly trespassing in the U.S. Capitol on Thursday night, according to Fox News. The group of Colbert staffers was arrested in the Capitol's Longworth House office building and charged with illegal entry into the House office buildings after hours. These nine individuals were reportedly escorted out of the January 6 committee hearing earlier Thursday for not having proper press credential. As the U.S. Capitol Police explained in a statement to Fox News. On June 16, 2022, at approximately 8:30 p.m., U.S. Capitol Police, USCP, received the call for a disturbance in the Longworth House office building. Responding officers observed seven individuals, unescorted and without congressional ID, in a sixth-floor hallway. The building was closed to visitors, and these individuals were determined to be a part of a group that had been directed by the USCP to leave the building earlier in the day. They were charged with unlawful entry. This is an active criminal investigation, and may result in additional criminal charges after consultation with the U.S. attorney. According to Fox News, Jake Plunkett, Allison Martinez, Tyrone Dean, Stephen Raimond, Nicoletta Green, Brendan Hurley, Robert Smigel, Josh Cummers, and David Feldman. Smigel is famous for voicing Comedy Central's Triumph the Insult Dog. The group took photos and videos near the offices of Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, according to Fox News's Chad Pergram. Fox News's Jesse Waters reported that the Colbert staffers were led into the House office building by Reps. Adam Schiff, DCA, and Jake Auchincloss, DMA. There have been calls for Schiff to resign from his post on the January 6 committee over this breach of security. In addition, many want to see Colbert's staffers arrested and charged with the same crimes as those who entered the Capitol on January 6. If they aren't charged criminally the same as J6 defendants, then more evidence of selective prosecution arises, Mike Cernovich tweeted. Judges can only rake stuff so much before the judiciary loses all legitimacy. Throw the book at these trespassers.